Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit MyFreeStyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The news update on Make It Rain.
It's Chris Pavona with the Fantasy Sports News Update. Let's go over to the NBA. When the Suns talk to potential draft picks come this summer, one of their selling pitches really could be, hey, at least we beat the champs. That's what the tanking Suns did last night, beating the Golden State Warriors in Oracle Arena 115-111. After the game, though, Klay Thompson said to reporters it was possibly the worst game of the season and asked Dub Nation to bring more energy. He said to reporters, quote, we expect our fans to kind of bring that from the jump. It's like us, though. You can't bring it every night, but it still helps. It doesn't matter if we're playing the Suns or the Bucks, whoever it is. We need that energy from them because we feed off that. The Warriors are now 24-10 on their home floor. Now, guys, would you believe that between the Warriors leaving Oakland, the Raiders getting Antonio Brown, and then at some point leaving for Vegas, and even the A's losing out on Kyler Murray to the NFL, do you think that maybe the city of Oakland just doesn't care anymore about their sports teams?
What the?
No, I don't think that. I think that's a false phrasing and narrative.
That's a hell of a way to put all that together, though, man. That would.
You're not running for any office in the Bay Area anytime soon, right?
Absolutely, damn, dude.
No, I'm never going. Dude, I got no reason to go to the Bay Area. So. Not yet. I mean, listen, I've got no reason to go to Oakland. I feel bad for Oakland. So. I feel bad for Oakland, man. They're losing everything.
That was a stretch, dude. I got to tell you. I don't know how you put all of that together, but yeah, I'm pretty sure Oakland's wanted to keep everybody, and it's the teams that keep wanting to leave.
Yeah, really, right? But, Joe, do you have any concern about the Warriors? We talked about them losing at Orlando, losing at Miami. Boston came in there and won. Now Phoenix comes in there and won. You talk about how LeBron couldn't, like, flip the switch and activate playoff mode. Can the Golden State Warriors, or might it be smart to start looking at the Houston Rockets, the Oklahoma City Thunder, because they got crazy odds to win the West?
I love revisionist history. As a matter of fact, coming up, we'll talk about this, Dan, in about 10 minutes. But I went and pulled up some numbers from the only team that I know that could be even compared to this, and that would be the 95-96 Chicago Bulls with Michael Jordan. They won 72 games that year, and I think you're going to be amazed with what the numbers tell us. So it's not as if this is the first time we have seen this happen with a championship-caliber team, but we'll talk about that coming up.
All right, guys, another NBA news. Jeff Van Gundy is already looking to see where LeBron could take his talents to next. During Saturday's ESPN broadcast between the Lakers and Celtics, Van Gundy and his co-analyst Mark Jackson got into a little argument as to whether or not the Lakers should explore a trade for LeBron James. I'm going to credit with Bleacher Report for this audio. This is what the conversation between Van Gundy and Jackson sounded like in the first quarter of that game.
And look, I think in the offseason, they have to rebuild this roster, right? And to me, it could be a trade with, you know, for an Anthony Davis, or I think they need to explore trading LeBron for getting as much as they can.
What are you doing? Seriously. No, seriously, what are you doing?
No, you got to get on the right timeline. If I could trade him for the Clippers into cap space, which would give me a better chance to get Durant or Kawhi Leonard, Would I not do that?
Okay, LeBron James is not getting traded.
Well, guys, is he right? Is LeBron not getting
LeBron
traded?
LeBron James is not getting traded.
Well, I think LeBron it's hilarious, his response, because Mark Jackson is the one who is in the running to take over for Luke Walton. So could you imagine him going, dude, buddy, I'm going to get that job. Like, what are you trading? I don't want LeBron. Like, don't trade him.
It's a good situation. Don't mess with it.
It's Mark Jackson's job. He's dying to take that job. He's only taking it because LeBron's there. Oh,
that's hysterical.
Van Gundy. Love him.
Mark Jackson. I think they're hysterical.
One more piece of NBA news, and this one really just upsets me as a some sad Knicks fan. New York Knicks owner James Dolan instructed security to detain a fan who told him, sell the team after Saturday's loss to the Sacramento Kings at Madison Square Garden. Dolan was walking into the tunnel when a fan in the stands yelled down to him. The billionaire stopped and responded, so you think I should sell the team? And waved the fan over. Probably threw him out and possibly banned him from coming to any more games at Madison Square Garden. I kind of have an answer, though, of how to get rid of Dolan and to make him sell the team. You can do what I do. Stop watching games and don't go to games. Guys, for me, it's as simple as that.
Yep,
this guy is now on the Charles Oakley kind of, poop.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. What the hell chance do you have as a fan? We already tossed out a Nick legend in Charles Oakley. Like, dude, you don't stand a chance ever getting back in that building.
Yeah, but when you buy a ticket, don't you have the right to say things like this? It's not like he cursed about his family or used any profanity either. It was like, hey, sell the team. That's a pretty low-level, germane kind of heckle. Don't you have that right when you buy a ticket?
Have you met James Dolan?
I hear you, but like, he doesn't really have a leg to stand on. He can do whatever
low
he wants.
Level is where he resides, man. He is lowbrow, low level. You got to be kidding me.
Oh, in other news, JD and the Straight Shots, they suck.
Yeah, Garrett, they do.
I'm now officially banned from Madison Square Garden. That's it for now. I'll give you more news at the top of the hour.
And your Knicks sweater.
Yep, I'm Chris Pavona. I'm going to go find my Knicks sweater.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Happy Monday. Hope the weekend was a profitable one. If not, don't worry about it. We are going to make it a very profitable week here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. It has been an event-filled weekend and morning thus far. We talked about Antonio Brown heading over to the Raiders. We talked a little bit about how, I got to tell you, this Jose Canseco story is cracking me up. I mean, if you love a good car crash, then you guys need to follow Jose Canseco, who took to Twitter last night and gave everyone his phone number, swears up and down that A-Rod is still banging his ex-wife, Jessica, even though that they just publicly got engaged, that being J-Lo and A-Rod, and Jose is not having any of this. And I told you, I found this video from about 10 years ago where A-Rod went ahead and did an interview to talk about just that, A-Rod and what in the hell is going on, because 10 years ago they had a big falling out. Because A-Rod wouldn't back him up when he, in 2008, when he was telling everyone that we're all steroid users.
Steroids.
What's wrong with you? Here's what he had to say during this interview about A-Rod 10 years ago.
What is the deal between you and A-Rod? What happened between your ex-wife and A-Rod? Ooh. Because you put some pretty damaging evidence in there.
Well, I think he realized that I despise him. I took him in under my wing when he was a young kid, tried to help him out, brought him over my house. We were weightlifting in my 5,000 square foot gym. And he looks at my wife, looks at me, and says, "That's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen." I said, "Whoa, okay, thank you." All of a sudden, I find out later on that he's been calling her. He's been calling her on her phone, beeping her, trying to get a hold of her. Her excuse was, "Jessica, no, he's just trying to get hold of one of my girlfriends." I then confronted Alex later on about it. He said, to quote, "I'm a man's man. I would never do that. I'm too honorable for that." And I looked at him and I said, "Wait a minute. Well, that sounds kind of interesting. Who are you trying to convince?" Later on, I spoke with Jessica, and she did not deny it.
There you go. Did not deny. This has been going on for 10 years. Hell, he even said beeper. Ago. He went beeper
this
on us.
Still going on. Exactly. But that's, to me, testimony that it ain't happening anymore. He's just holding on to spilt milk.
For 10 years, he hasn't gone. We'll play it again coming up for you here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
A little war, huh? Why can't we be friends?
There you go.
Yeah, throwing it back here on a Monday. Welcome in. Make it rain to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Nah, they ain't going to be friends, those two over there. I think we'll play a game, though. Who's crazier, Jose Canseco or James Dolan, the owner of the New York Knicks? But a lot of big action over the weekend, college hoops, including the rematch between Duke and North Carolina, if you didn't get a chance to see it Saturday. Here was Coach K about the status of Zion Williamson, by the way.
I think we'll get Zion back for Thursday. He worked out this morning. Again, no contact, but Monday there will be. And hopefully we'll get a couple good days of practice where he can play 5-on-5 and then see how that goes. But the way he looks right now, I think it's just a matter of getting in shape, getting in game shape and going forward.
Certainly sounds like Coach K is hoping he'll get Zion back, and he better, because Carolina ended up taking care of Duke again, 79-70, and they covered as a 5-point home favorite. And wouldn't you know it, The under once again hitting the Duke game, 166.5. Dan, you want to take a guess as to who I was on there? I've only been saying that for how long now? That
you've been on the under for Duke all season long.
Overvalue Duke. It doesn't make a difference if it's home, it's away. That this game should have been nowhere near 166.5 points. They haven't come near 166.5 points for the last 2 months. Even when Zion was in the lineup, they still didn't come near that. So again, Duke continues, and I'm telling you now, keep an eye on this in the tournament. There, anything near in the 160s to 170, you've got to be out of your mind laying that kind of number and thinking it's going to go over, because it's not. But they're in trouble without Zion Williamson. They can't. Carolina's got their number. North Carolina's got their number. They can't shoot threes. As good as Jason Barrett is and Cam Reddish is and that team, what a difference Zion Williamson has made. Now, maybe they'll turn it around in the playoffs, but I think even in Coach K's response there, they're all hoping and holding their breath that they can get him back. And they're going to, he's talking about today, they're going to work him out. And hopefully he'll be back for the ACC tournament, because they're going to need that to get his ass into shape heading into March Madness.
Yeah, I think that's true, that he's got to get back into playing shape, because he has at this point missed a few weeks, right? But at the same time, here's what I want to ask you. I agree with you, Joe. Duke is not the same team without Zion, and Barrett and Reddish have not necessarily stepped up to show the NBA that they are worthy to be able to kind of carry a team. But my question for you is this. In the same way where we talk about when investing to, like, bet on the swing when it changes, could this now be getting you some artificial value in Duke? You know, because they are losing a little bit more. Let's say they don't win the ACC tournament. Let's say they wind up a 2 seed in actual March Madness. And I think there's no real threat that he's going to miss the real tournament. And we know the kind of team the Blue Devils are when Zion is there. Might we actually want Duke to lose in this ACC tournament, but then have Zion back to be like a 2 seed and maybe to get them at an artificial odds or artificial number for March Madness?
Listen, great point. And absolutely, if you are a Duke apologist, if you absolutely believe that Duke with Zion Williamson is a threat to win a national championship,
the best team in the country,
that they're going to be, then yes, to keep an eye on what that number is, because it's they were the preseason favorites. And this is also an interesting fact, too. But Duke being the preseason number one and the favorite to win a national championship, it almost never happens. In fact, the last time it happened was the early 2000s with Connecticut. Was the last time that a team has actually been preseason number one and actually won the tournament. So it was kind of the kiss of death this year to begin with, that they were ranked number one and they were the favorite. But if you think that you can win this with Zion Williamson in, and now would be the time to do it, because the minute he hits the court again in another game, those odds are going to go through the roof. People are going to start believing in Duke again. Right now, market's a little softer on him. So
it's a buy
low
opportunity.
I don't personally think, with Zion or without Zion, Duke is not winning the national championship this year. Not against the teams. They can't shoot three. Their biggest problem isn't Zion Williamson as much as it is they can't shoot from outside the arc. And you ain't winning a national championship this year without being able to do that.
Yeah, maybe I don't see it, Joe, because they certainly hit their three-pointers against Syracuse in the Dome, you know, so I saw that it was possible to happen, right? And I'm just saying, like, your thesis all the time is, like, investing, buy low, right?
Yep.
This is potentially an artificial opportunity to buy low on Duke, you know, that's all I'm saying. So
good
you
point.
Have that. You're not going to get that opportunity at any other point in the season except when they're at their low point. It's the same as trying to bet the Patriots when they're 2-2 and are, quote-unquote, on to Cincinnati, you know what I mean? Or betting Harden when he's low, or betting the Celtics when they were low, you know? You have an opportunity here to buy low on Duke, because you got to admit, though, Joe, if everyone brings their A game, Duke is the best team in the nation. Duke has the most talent. Duke has great coaching. If they bring it, I think they are the best team in the nation. So if you can get a buy low opportunity on them, I think it's worth a look.
Yeah, listen, if you are a whole believer in it, then you absolutely have the opportunity. In fact, I believe they're still – at least they were as of a couple of days ago. They were 2-1. So It hasn't, and I think the reason is the market hasn't shifted that far.
Because they know he's coming back.
They think he's coming back. So he opened up. They opened up the year 5-1. In late December, they were plus 160. I mean, it was absurd. Now they've moved up to 2-1. But I do think they all feel he'll be back this week for the ACC championship. And you and I know what's going to happen. The first time he goes out there and he drops 32, you know, with 10 boards, gets himself a triple-double, and they blow out whoever the number 14, 15, 16 seed, whoever it's going to be. All of a sudden, the money will start pouring in on Duke again, and there won't be any value. But the same argument can be made for what's happening with Golden State right now. After the Suns beat the Warriors last night, 115-111, they closed the Warriors, the Suns rather, as a 17-point road underdog. They were in on average with a number of the books plus 1400, a high of plus 1500 on the money line. For those of you that that went ahead and took a chance, thinking the Suns on the road in the Oracle could go ahead and win that game straight up. I mean, it's one thing to take the 17 or 18 points. It's a whole nother thing to have the cojones to go down and be you know what? Give me the plus 1,500 right now, and the Suns beating the on the road, beating them outright. But the question comes now, is this team in trouble? First of all, this happened last night, too, and I don't know. I think the biggest problem last night was this happening more than anything else.
He's back in. He's doubled, and they knock it away. And KD's holding his right leg. Durant is holding his ankle. The Warriors had to commit a foul.
Yeah, KD went down last night. Lost in all that kerfuffle of the Warriors actually losing. They lost KD at the end of that game too. He rolled his ankle there, and there's no word this morning on what the longevity of that injury is going to be. But that's got a lot of people right now going, all right, listen, they just lost to a 15-win, Sonics team now? A Phoenix team.
Suns.
And they haven't been that great. In fact, in the last 2 weeks, they've lost to the Heat. They lost to the Magic. They lost to the Celtics by 33. And now they've gone ahead and lost here to the lowly Phoenix Suns. So are they? Are they as good as we all think they are? Is it worth betting? To your point, is it worth taking a flyer? You mentioned what? Houston is what, 6-1 now?
I see Houston at plus 600 to win the West.
Okay.
And I see Oklahoma City at plus 1400 to win the West, Joe. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't believe in Denver. I think Denver's a nice story. I think you got to take steps. I think they're going to ultimately not be able to advance all the way to the finals, right? And so then if you want to try to beat Golden State, you got Houston, you got Oklahoma City at plus 600, plus 1400. If you think there's a chink in the armor, or if you think that KD or Steph's an ankle away, I think that might be a live opportunity, but you're going to put it in my eye about why I'm wrong, referencing the Bulls when we come back on the other side of the break.
97-98 Bulls, 62-20. We'll tell you how they did and if there's any correlation between the Golden State Warriors. It's next, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's Calling the Shots. Last night, it was 11:31 p.m. Bombshell drops. Listen, I'm getting text messages. I'm getting DM. I flip around. I turn so I have the TV on down in the studio. Antonio Brown being traded to the Bills. Hold the phone. Hold the front door. I found it odd. For the most part, Rap was the only one with the story.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Modell's.
It's college basketball.
basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
College basketball has reached the climax of the 2019 season, and the Fantasy Sports Network has you covered for all the news and betting information for the conference tournaments leading up to the big dance. Get the latest wagering and prop bet advice every day from FNTSY's top experts and analysts as they prepare you with the best advice in bracketology. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app in iTunes and Google Play and watch select programming in the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your home for winning big in the month of madness.
Catch the Fantasy Sports Radio Network coverage of the NFBC High Stakes Fantasy Baseball Auctions this Friday and Saturday from the Stewart Hotel in New York City as industry professionals go at it auction style, vying for $7,000 in league prizes and $150,000 grand prize. The NFBC has paid over $23 million in fantasy baseball prizes during its first 15 seasons. And with that kind of money on the line, these drafts are a great benchmark to use when prepping for your own. And, of course, we've got all the coverage you need with Greg Sussman and Frank Stanfill, Joe Passapia, Dr. Roto, and former Major League pitcher Brad Ziegler will be there analyzing the drafts in real time. Tune in to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network this Friday and Saturday for all the fantasy baseball action, and follow the industry professionals as they play for keeps. It is getting to be that time of year again. Can't believe it, as we get ready for March Madness, Major League Baseball just around the corner. Plenty of ways both in the sports investing and the fantasy sports arena in order for you guys to be a little bit more profitable this time of year. And good morning. Welcome in here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, as we help you make it rain here each and every Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah. And we've been talking about the issue with the Golden State Warriors, who lost his last game of the night last night, too, as the Warriors come rolling in there and they lose 115-111 at home. KD rolls his ankle at the end. No word yet on his availability moving forward, but he hobbled off the court, and of course they lost. Now you got people pointing fingers at the fans there. It's like, come on. But is there a cause to worry here? And can we look back in history and go, you know, we've seen this story before? And if you want to look at the 97-98 Bulls, for instance, who went 62-20 straight up. Golden State just lost its 21st game last night, by the way, and there's still 16 games to go. But the Bulls also had two straight titles that year that you could have used as an example, as an excuse, right? Because that's what we hear in Golden State, motivation. They're back-to-back, and it's kind of hard to get up every night, which there is some truth to that. But they also, this Bulls team had 5 and 7 years at that particular point. And right, they were 40-40-2 against the number. But their biggest loss came against a Lakers team that had a young Kobe and Shaq. But they never lost straight up as a 17-point favorite ever. And we told you in the last 2 weeks in Golden State, you've lost to the Heat, the Magic, the Celtics by 33. And now you lost to a 15-win Phoenix Suns team who's got no business winning games like this at all. And if you watch that game or any part of that game last night, there was just a total lack of energy. Now, they did come off the win over the weekend. They smoked Denver, who is, you know, they were tied with necessarily neck and neck. Denver came to town, and they absolutely turned on the Jets and blew out the Denver Nuggets, who are vying for the number one seed in the Western Conference. So they do have that ability to be able to kick it to another gear when they have it. Now, the problem is, and I do think this is a problem, is that this team trying to, for a third year in a row, and it's a valid excuse, to be able to kick yourself in the ass day in and day out, especially at the end of the season, especially after you know that you can beat Denver. The team right behind you, you just smoked them over the weekend. So you know you can beat Denver. It is kind of hard to get up for a Phoenix Suns, even at home on a Sunday. That struggle is real, Dane. So why the Bulls were in a similar situation in 97-98, the Bulls also show you that they never lost a game like that last night. And, oh, yeah, they were 62-20. Golden State just lost its 21st. It's still got 16 games left to go. So I'm not sure about the whole greatest of all time argument. That can be debated.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point. You know, when you put it up against, say, like another dynasty like the Bulls, that they didn't ever had to turn it back on because they would never let themselves dip that low to lose to a kind of bottom feeder like that. And here's the difference in my opinion. Denver, good team, nice story. Jokic should be considered one of the best players in the NBA, okay? I'll give you that. However, Golden State has another gear that we talked about, right? My fear or concern if I was going to back the Warriors would be that Houston and OKC, they both have players that can find another gear. The Harden and CP3 for Houston, the Westbrook and Paul George for Oklahoma City, right? If they are playing their A game, the Warriors will have to be at their best in order to beat them. And honestly, whether it's defensively or whether it's in clutch times, I've seen chinks in the armor. Now, I think the Golden State Warriors are a deserving favorite. Okay, let me say that again, a deserving favorite. However, this is all about public perception, right? And I think the public perception is that the Golden State Warriors are unbeatable, and I just don't know if that is true, okay? And if I'm going to take a chance at beating them, I really believe that Houston, who's getting hot and healthy at the right time at plus 600, or Oklahoma City with two MVP caliber players in PG-13 and Russell Westbrook at plus 1400, I think there's legitimate value. And when you combine that with just like, you know, fading the public, I might throw a couple shekels on the Rockets and the Thunder.
Listen, not a bad approach to it, not a bad a way to invest, because anything can happen. But I would caution people to, you know, don't mortgage the house betting against the Golden State Warriors just yet.
It's a bet. It's not an
investment. Because keep in mind, as good as that Houston team was last year, they couldn't close. And that's always been the problem with CP3. It's always been the problem with James Harden. They don't play any damn defense. And, oh, yeah, when they have an opportunity to step on the throat and kill these guys, they haven't been able to do it. And the mark of a real champion is to do that, because these guys are not going down in the first round. They're not going down in the second round. If you gotta go to the championship, you got to go through Golden State. You are going to have to crush these guys in order for you to be able to get there. And nothing Harden or CP3 has done in his career tells me they're ready for this moment just yet. I think it's going to be more of the same. They did the same thing last year. They were cruising when they went into the playoffs. They managed to put it all together. They had them on the ropes. And then game six, game seven, CP3 goes down. James Harden, of course, once again, his defensive liability on the court reigns true. And, oh, yeah, in game seven, when they needed you to hit a three, James Harden went MIA. And that's what we've seen from not only them. We've seen it from Oklahoma City. Although it's going to be fun watching how it all unfolds, I would caution anybody before you start going out and putting big money betting against and fading the Golden State Warriors. I would kindly remind you that, yeah, we saw this story play out last year, and we said the same thing about Golden State, only they ended up cruising to another championship, and it could very well happen again this year.
You're absolutely right. That's why my disclaimer, and I said it a bunch of times, is Golden State is a deserving favorite, and I'll say it again. They are deserving favorite, right? But Houston did have them, like, up by 15 in Game 7 also without Chris Paul, you know? Mm. So it's possible. Here's the other thing I'll say about this. If the West kind of maintains the form that I think you and I both think the top four is going to be Golden State, then Denver, then Houston and OKC, like, 3-4, right? That also means, though, Joe, Golden State, if things hold to form, would have to get through both of those teams. You know, kind of Oklahoma City in a Western Conference semis, and then potentially the Rockets in a Western Conference finals. And I just think that it's more of a gauntlet than ever before. You're right, they ain't losing in the first round. You know, the Kings or the Clippers, that's a nice story, but it ain't going to happen, right? But it might be a real gauntlet for them to have to get through OKC and then sack up and do it again for Houston. They may have to have more actual competition to get out of the West than ever before. I agree with you, Joe. They're a deserving favorite. All I'm saying is at plus 1,400 and plus 600, it's an interesting value if you want to fade the Warriors, and it's something to consider.
Yeah. Listen, it's not a bad way to have that ticket and see what happens, but I am in no way, shape, or
then you could
form.
Always edge, right? Couldn't you also then?
I am not betting against this team in any way, shape, or form. It'd be the same thing like betting LeBron last year in Cleveland. He changes the whole team at the All-Star break, and everyone's like, he ain't never going to make it. Like, don't do it. Just, like, don't do it. The writing was on the wall for LeBron this year that there was no way he was going to be able to do what he did in Cleveland with this team with the Lakers. But I don't. I question LeBron's motivation with this Lakers team. I don't question the motivation of the champions with that same team. Been there, done that, and I think there's something to be said for experience come playoff time, and I wouldn't take anything they do right now to heart or think that this is any sort of indictment on what is to come for them. But I will say this. I know what's to come for LeBron James. Charles Barkley sent out an invitation last night for a good old Sir LeBron.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Look at this camera.
Man, we have nothing alone. Since you're going to have some free time once the playoffs start.
He's not coming now.
I got a seat for you. The first weekend of the playoffs, you can stay. We'll put you up at a good hotel.
Oh, wow. That's really attractive.
We'll get you a first
stay
class.
With you at the Four Seasons?
Yes, we'll get you a first class ticket. We want you, because we always bring players in for the playoffs. You're not going to be busy during the playoffs, so I'm inviting you here.
So Charles has sent the invitation out for good old LeBron that if he wants to join them on the set, and he's right, they bring players on all the time who don't make the playoffs. I'm not sure LeBron is going to. Now, Charles sounded jokingly, but even Kenny Smith was like, oh, damn, dude, like you didn't just invite LeBron here to set, did you? Because the last place LeBron would be. He's on set
I don't
with
know.
Charles Barkley.
He does need a platform to promote Space Jam 2 this summer, though. And if he's not going to be on
TV. That's not a bad point. That's where crazier things has happened. Maybe he's on to something there. But ending his streak is probably not something he wants to announce to the whole world either. But a lot will happen. We'll let you hear from LeBron, too, about this dismal season. He had some things to say. We'll do that coming up here as we make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
So Manny Machado gets $300 million, and he had some very interesting thoughts on the upcoming 2019 Major League Baseball season for the San Diego Padres. And we'll go ahead and let you see exactly what it was that he said is going to happen, which thank goodness it's San Diego. Nobody's really watching because, wow, not good there. But welcome in here, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, as we help you make it rain. And couldn't help you make it rain with LeBron this year and the Lakers. Here is what he had to say this weekend after the Celtics came to town. And, oh boy, don't look now, but the Celtics needed a road trip. They needed to get out of the Boston Garden. They needed to go on the road and kick some serious ass, because that's exactly what they've been doing. And here's LeBron on the failed season for the Lakers.
You know, it's challenging, but, you know, I kind of knew what I was getting myself into. You know, but nobody, I didn't expect to be out 5.5 weeks at a crucial point in our season.
Excuse.
We also didn't expect, our other brain of the team, Rajon Rondo, to be out another 5.5 weeks. We both got hurt at the same time, and I think it just took a hit on our team.
Mm. Do you smell that? Do you guys smell it? Because that there is some horse crap right there, okay? Yeah. 5.5 weeks, he's already setting it up. Well, it's the 5.5 weeks I was at. Then Rajon was out 5.5. And then notice who we didn't say is out, by the way, would be Mr. LeVar Ball, who they are also sitting down. Kuzma's sitting down. They've basically sat in and shut everybody down the entire rest of the year here in an effort to tank. But I love how LeBron was setting it up, letting the whole world know that his injury and Rondo's injury, that's the reason why it's been a depressing year.
Yeah, well, listen, I did say, remember, they were the fourth seed in the West when LeBron went down on Christmas Day, but not that they would have been able to maintain that at all. But you asked last week, you know, kind of what the Lakers were going to do. I checked right now. The Lakers are the ninth worst team in the NBA right now, okay? So I've said it. I think it is a smart thing for them to do. Shut all these kids down, reduce the wear and tear on the players that might be there next year, and go full tank. Like, why not? You know, if as soon as you realize you can't get into the playoffs, this is the other way to go if you're going to run away from the middle. It is, however, a sad situation in L.A., and LeBron is on some – you know how they do, like, load management in the NBA, right, as an actual term? He's going on, like, perception management, narrative management right now, you know, and trying to reshape it so that, you know, it's not that he couldn't get it done, but things that were outside of their control to try to manipulate the narrative.
The it's just so classic LeBron that they would go ahead, that he would go with that. I didn't expect, and him and Rondo, as if that is the reason.
Those were the keys. Rajon Rondo.
Yeah, Rajon Rondo. It's just amazing to me. But I will say this about the Celtics, because I did have an opportunity to watch a lot of that game. And between what they've done now on the road, and I know a lot of Celtics fans were like, oh, man, they're going on the road now. They can't win at home. This is going to be a mess. Kyrie's a mess. Everyone's a mess. But maybe sometimes that's the best thing to happen to a struggling team, right, is get the hell out of Boston, get out of home, go on a trip, challenge yourself. That's exactly what they've done. And they took care of, listen, LeBron played in this game, so it wasn't as if that they were going to roll over for the Celtics. I can assure you that Magic and ownership was like, LeBron, it's the Celtics Lakers. Okay. It's about $9,000 a ticket still at the Staples Center. Right. So they were going to go full at it, and it wasn't enough. And as much can be said about Kyrie's effort this weekend and during this trip, he was classic Kyrie, especially against the Lakers. But the guy that has really turned it on is Gordon Hayward, who is really starting to come into his own. And his splits and his numbers over this road trip, what you are starting to see is a Celtics team that can be offensively. Because, by the way, Tatum and Brown, they did not have a good game against the Lakers. They were crap against the Lakers. If it wasn't for Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving, this road trip, they would not nearly have won half the games that they did against that competition. But Gordon Hayward shooting at least 50% from the field, he is just stroking it right now. And I think what you're seeing here is a Celtics team that can fire on cylinders when they can have their young studs, you know, the Tatums of the world, not be able to produce. And if you can get Gordon Hayward at a high level along with Kyrie, you can be good. But the caveat here is the Lakers pretty much had their way offensively. They couldn't stop anybody on defense. And I think if that's the one Achilles heel that the Celtics fans are going to have to keep looking at, is their defensive effort against them was not good. They had blown Golden State out in the first half. So we didn't get a chance to see it as much as we saw it in the Lakers game. Defensively, they're going to have a problem, especially in the post position. They can't stop anybody in the paint.
Yeah, that makes sense. But we said it last week as related to the Boston Celtics, right? Like, if they brought their A game, they were probably the best team in the East. We mentioned that last week. The thing with Gordon Hayward, honestly, Joe, remember, he's coming off a gruesome injury. And there were many reports early in the season that they may have brought him back a little too soon. You know, that they may have tried to rush him back. And that early on, they were almost trying to force Gordon Hayward back in there. And what that may have even done to guys like Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, and others, right? Now, what we're potentially seeing, I think you're right, the business trip was good to get out of that environment, get out of the cauldron of hate that was there in Boston, right? And just get away from it all for a little bit, go on a business trip. But if they get their roles figured out and Gordon Hayward knows what he needs to do, Kyrie knows what he needs to do, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, these kids know the role they are playing. They do still have a month to figure it out. And when you mention their defense, Joe, they give up 106.6 points a game. Milwaukee, 108. Toronto, 108. Philly, 111. It's not like these other teams are defensive stalwarts either. I think the experience factor is there with Boston. The coaching factor is there with Boston. Don't look now, but if Boston gets themselves right, they're a big boy to contend with in the Eastern Conference.
Well, they're going to be there, provided that, I mean, Gordon Hayward right now, the splits from, you know, his injury from December, he was a 37% shooter. In January, he was a 46% shooter. In February, he was a 51% shooter. Now in March thus far, the dude is hitting 60% of his shots, and he's starting to play a little more defense. So he is getting healthier as the time goes on, which is great. But there are some other teams there that can ratchet it up a little bit on defense. I mean, Toronto can certainly go ahead, and they can put a whooping on you rather easily. And I do like You know, I do like the way Milwaukee hustles and plays defense. I would take them. When I think of defensive stalwarts, I don't necessarily think of the Celtics out of the East as a team that can shut you down. I do think Milwaukee's got that capability. I think they play with a kind of ferociousness that we have not necessarily seen from a lot of these other teams in the East. And I do think Jimmy Butler, and I think they've got that capability in Philadelphia when they want to. I think they can. I just don't think that they got a lot of scorers on the Celtics. I'm not sure they got a lot of guys willing to sacrifice to give me the defensive end of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, and I don't disagree with you, but when I look at the numbers, right now, the Celtics give up 2 less points a game than these other teams, and 5 less points a game than the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers give up 111 points a game to Boston's 106. Now, I know that that's just like a 30,000 feet kind of stat, and it's a big picture kind of thing, but I'm saying, like, relatively speaking, they're not a much bigger liability than these other Eastern Conference contenders. And they do have the experience, they have the coaching, and they have the players to get it done, you know. And I think the biggest thing is here, Gordon Hayward rounding into form. You talked about how his shooting numbers have, you know, skyrocketed as time goes on. What they need to do is get their chemistry, settle into their roles, so they all know, including Kyrie as the leader, so they all understand and are comfortable with their roles, and they got a month to do so.
Yeah, it's the interior defense that worries me the most, because the Lakers, who aren't great, don't get me wrong, Lakers aren't great, sure, but they won the battle, the paint battle, 68-42, and that's concerning.
That's
because
really just Giannis and Embiid, right?
Well, yeah. Well, the bigs played for the Celtics. It wasn't like they went small ball. The bigs were actually on the court for them, and LeBron and company still managed to go out there and drop and win that battle. I'll tell you another thing too. They're not getting to the free throw line either. If you are a Celtics fan, you've got to look at them and go, I think in the whole first half, Kyrie took 1 free throw shot. If I'm not mistaken, he took 1, and no Celtics starter took more than 2. The entire game. So, you know, you've got to, and we know this, Harden knows it, Houston knows
it, you got to get to
Oklahoma City knows it, you got to get to the free throw line, and you've got to be able to deliver there. That's really the difference. You're not always going to shoot 60%, Gordon Hayward and Kyrie. So free throw line is going to be very important for Boston, but they're not getting there to the line lately, and that also is another concerning thing. But listen, you take the good with the bad. You went away, you righted some of the ship, you got a healthy Gordon Hayward now, you need Tatum, you need Jalen, you need these guys to, if they can all play together at the same time, you've got yourself something special in Boston. My problem with this team will remain what happens when adversity hits, because it's all fine and dandy when you go away, right, and there's really no pressure because you're on the road. It is on a lot of instances easier to play on the road than it is at home, dealing with the home media, the Boston media, dealing with the fans when it's not going well. How does this team perform with adversity is really going to determine how far they go this season.
Yeah, but you're right, right? Adversity is obviously kind of pressure burst pipes, right? But one of my theses is that's exactly why I like the Celtics, okay? Because up against something like Milwaukee or Indiana or Detroit, these are teams that have never been there before. And we talk about, even in the Western Conference, when I talk about Portland or Denver, I want the team that has that experience, because I do think it's a process, not to take a 76ers term, but I would rather a team that has been there before, so that when it's game 5, you know, on the road, that they have been there before, they have the muscle memory for that. And I think, you know, Toronto has that, Boston has that in the East. So all things being equal, you're right, we wonder about this team when adversity hits, but I wonder about Giannis and Milwaukee when adversity hits. I wonder about Indiana when adversity hits. You know, we could say that about everybody, but at least with Boston, I've seen them in this role before.
Yeah, but the problem is nobody is banking the whole year on Milwaukee winning anything. So the fact that they're there is nice, but they still play in Milwaukee. And the media is not – the pressure in Milwaukee is not what it is in Boston. And for a Celtics team who almost made it last year, who were really good, but let us not forget, experience is a double-edged sword. It would have been really good if the experience showed that you could actually get over the hump. But what their experience has shown them – is they ain't good enough to get over the hump yet. And all they have done the entire year is point fingers and bitch and moan. Now, winning cures a lot of that ailment, but let's not get crazy here. Experience can work both ways, but you can't compare the pressure in Indiana and Milwaukee to the pressure of what Boston is facing right now, because everybody in Boston expects them to win. They've been expected to win with that team the whole year. What happens when you're not winning? What happens when you lose game one or you go down 2-1? Then what happens to this team? And nobody knows going to be the answer to that, but that's going to determine what happens. Do they turn on each other like they have during parts of this season, or do they man up and get over the hump? But right now, I'm not buying that whole they were there last year routine, because that's gotten – they didn't do anything. They didn't win last year. So they've
they went
got
to the game
no
seven
experience
without
that tells
Kyrie,
them they can get it
Gordon
done. There's no – yeah, but there's no experience there, even with Gordon Hayward, to say that we can get past the hump here. And that's the problem
sure,
with everybody in the
that's
East.
The
that's the problem with Toronto, too.
Exactly.
They can't get past LeBron.
So all things being equal, I'll take the team with the most experience.
Nah, that's not the kind of I ain't even factoring experience. Give me the hottest shooting team at the time. That's who I'll take, and we'll see what happens there. Final hour coming your way, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Roto experts.
Big time breaking news, George Kurtz.
Breaking news is we were all wondering when this would come to an end. A-Rod and J-Lo are engaged. Is it?
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what I wanted to open the show with. Are you surprised at the news?
No, they've been dating for a while now.
Sundays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
In this league.
How many people in your own leagues do you want to go away? Like, what do you think on average? Like, there's...
Are you talking about how many people have that mindset of wanting at least one person to leave?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, yeah, what do you think the average is? Like, you know, someone's playing in a league and there's
90%.
Like, don't you think they want everybody else to leave?
Not everybody else to leave, but they want at least one person out.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Run, run, DMT. So imagine yourself writing a $300 million check, right? And that dude who gets the $300 million check, oh, I don't know. Let's see. Let me say if that's Derek Jeter, for instance, right? You give him $300 million. He comes walking into spring training camp. You got 162 games ahead of you. Everybody is equal right now, and you ask, what do you expect to happen this year? And he turns around and says, well, we definitely are not going to win the division, but we're going to try really hard for the wild card. I think maybe, just maybe, a few people might raise an eyebrow or two and go, dude, we haven't even played game one yet, and you've already buried the San Diego Padres this year, saying at best you hope to reach for the wild card. That is Manny Machado's response over the weekend when asked what he thought was going to happen this year with the San Diego Padres. Now, as realistic as that may be, you probably don't go out there and say that on your first interview with the San Diego Padres, that you're going to try for the wild card, Dave, because I can't see Jeter. Could you imagine if Jeter would have done that in New York?
No, that would never happen. It's just a different level of kind of expectations, right? But I'm saying this is just like we just talked about with LeBron, trying to reframe that narrative so that it wasn't blame on him. This is Manny Machado proactively, you know, talking about expectation management, you know, trying to give himself a little cushion just when they wind up, you know, 72 and 90 or whatever it is. But they will win more than 65 games, Niffin.
Well, it is. Listen, yeah, that's a good point there. I mean, listen, it's one thing if you want to push that narrative in August when you've won 45 games, that, you know, or even 65 games. It's one thing when there, but to be the face of the franchise now, have a bunch of minor league guys in camp, young guys trying to make this team, and your message as the dude who just made $300 million is, yeah, we're going to suck. I mean, basically, we're not going to win anything here, guys. We're not shooting for a championship. No, we're shooting, and hopefully we'll come close to the wild card. That is not the message that you want to be coming from your franchise $300 million player. It's just not a good look. And by the way,
you know, the Padres have some growing to do as an organization, raising the bar of expectations, you know, one step at a time.
Well, starts with the 26-year-old you just gave $300 million to. Somebody please talk to this guy, will you? All right, coming up, big final hour of the show. We'll help you make it rain on championship week in college basketball.